And guru is not a very cool term in the West either, because most people think they know what it is. Either that or they've never heard of it before, which is cool. But if they have heard this word guru before, they usually have some really peculiar association to the word. Like often if I bring it up, which I do not bring up often, but often when bringing it up, the most typical response is to mention James Jones in Jonestown. Yeah, that's a guru. So you want to trust those guys because you know they'll make you drink poison lemonade. Well, that man was not a guru, although he may have had some people thinking he was. But that's a rather important distinction. It's an extremely important distinction. It's probably the only important distinction you're going to hear tonight. To put it rather crudely, and then we're going to go backward. To put it rather crudely, how in the hell do you know if you're in the presence of a guru or not? My own teacher, who didn't call himself a guru, although the Dalai Lama called him one, my own teacher characterized California as the only state that has more teachers than pupils. This was in the 1980s. It hasn't gotten better. So, to get into our concept here of guru, it's the state that has more gurus than students. So there are gurus all over the damn place. And some of them are free and some of them aren't. And some of them dress in their little outfits so you know they're one. And some of them don't have a special little outfit. But they may have a wooden sign on their house or something, guru. You know, or just an ad in the Ojai paper. Guru George, you know, call this number, you know. He won't tell you how you got here and what to do now. Now, the thing about all these gurus, I'm just talking about the locals. You could add in Sedona and Boulder, Colorado, too, if you want to, and Taos, New Mexico. These gurus are springing up like weeds. I mean, there's so many of them, you know, and they all know so much. And there's so much for us all to learn. And yet they center themselves in these kind of inaccessible areas that have correct magnetic vortices. Meanwhile, no one becomes enlightened. But we get a lot of people that think they're gurus. And, so we have a problem with what we got. Who's we? Most of us don't have a problem with devotion to the guru because most of us haven't yet gotten to the point of realizing how little we know. Because if we realize how little we actually know, I don't know what it takes. Go out tonight and look at the sky. How much do you really know about anything? As my teacher told me at one point, where I was getting to think I knew quite a lot indeed, he simply said, and this is a really hard one to get out of, which is one of the characteristics, by the way, of a true guru. They give you ones that are hard to get out of. For example, the one I was given that was hard to get out of was, this is when I was starting to think I knew a thing or two spiritually. He just simply looked at me and said, "Barrett, what you do not know fills libraries." True and impossible to get around. And that's not even talking about mystical knowledge or spiritual knowledge. That's just talking about what you can go right in this library and start reading. It's just full of stuff none of us know. So if I can get to the point where I realize I don't actually know what's going on. A lot of people can't get to that point because there's so many people telling them what is going on, and they're taking their word for it. It's called, you know, the collective hallucination. Academia calls it the cultural conditioning. Hitler had a more precise word for it, but the it remains the same. How do you get everyone to tell each other how it's proper to behave and get most of them to go along with it? And not only what's proper to behave, but what's real, and therefore what's worthwhile. So what you do is you promulgate these things that have to do with what this is all about and what's real and what's worthwhile to do in it, pretty much ignoring insofar as possible the inevitability of death. And you can put a scenario out there that 98% of the people buy into. Okay, so this is what it's about. And here I am, and I'm one of these. And what one of these does is that for like 40 years, with maybe 2 to 3 weeks a year off to do, quote, whatever I want, unquote. The implication being that the rest of the time I'm not doing, quote, whatever I want, unquote, which means there's something fishy going on already if I'm spending that much of my time doing something I don't want to be doing. See, but people don't think this out. So they just go to work and come home, 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 go on their 2 week vacation, come home, talk about it, show the pictures, bore the hell out of their neighbors with the goddamn pictures. Now go to work, come home, go to work, come home, go to work, come home, go to show, you know, have a few drinks, you know, and pretty soon they're 85. And you don't have to go to work anymore, and home's boring. And she's incoherent. Doesn't even know what she said 5 minutes ago. She used to be so much fun. Now she needs a nurse. We just don't think it through. If we thought the damn thing through, we'd know we need some information. I need some damn information here. What's this trip about? Now, if a person can get there, they're on their way. Apart from what I'm being told, apart from what 98% of the people around me think, what the hell is this about? The Buddha says the cause of death is birth. Okay, that takes care of that one. I think that's a big mystery, you know. The cause of death is birth. So am I going to die? Yeah, why? Because you're born. Duh. Only in America does no one die. And certainly not publicly. If publicly, in as newsworthy a manner as possible, things will make it good. So, in order to want to be devoted to a guru, one would have to think a guru was in some sense required. In order to think a guru is in some sense required, it's necessary to become aware of the fact, express to oneself in some form of words, meaning something like, I don't know what's going on, and I want to know what's going on. And I don't know what it is. What I do know, I don't like very much. Birth, sickness, old age, decrepitude, death. Inevitable for every being born. That's not too cool. You know, is there anything else going on? Anything better going on? Am I missing anything? Is somebody not telling me something that I should know? This is called becoming a seeker, asking oneself such questions. If it's not cool to do so in your environment, then do so in your mental environment. You don't have to tell your so-called friends that you actually do not know what the hell all this is, or why you're in it, or what you should do with it. You don't have to tell a living person that you're thinking that, but you can be thinking it. And it's not the thinking that counts, it's the realizing I don't know that counts.